Go, Chris. Time now for football. Did you know they're playing a football game tomorrow? Do you live in a cave? Super Bowl 40 will be played in Detroit, the first time for the Seattle Seahawks. The Pittsburgh Steelers hope to win their fifth Super Bowl, one for the thumb, as they say. Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Morning, Ron.
Hi, Scott.
And introduce us to these two teams, the dramatis personae, Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback, Matt Hasselbeck of the Pittsburgh Steelers, their quarterback, a couple of appealing athletes.
Can you spell their names, though, Scott?
No.
You know, we're going into this game kind of disappointed, it seems to me. The glamour teams, a lot of the glamour players, the Patriots, the Colts, Brady, Manning, Donovan McNabb, they're sitting home watching the game like you and me. When the most lasting image of Super Bowl week is of Jerome Bettis' boarded-up house in Detroit, you know you're missing a little bit of star power here, not to mention the fact that I don't know. It looks like the big events this week, the big buildup has been who can tell the best Detroit joke and who can get the most excited about Mick Jagger.
I don't like Detroit jokes.
It's just like football is kind of taking a back seat. But you know what, Scott?
Yeah.
I'm looking for a pretty good game. These are good teams with exciting offenses, strong defenses, good coaches. It's hard to think that all we care about during Super Bowl week is the football game, but I think it could be a good one.
I'm interested in the fact that Mike Holmgren has been coaching the Seahawks for 7 years. Bill Cowher has been with the Steelers for 14. These are coaches with a commitment, and these are long-running franchises.
Well, but here's an interesting thing, it seems to me, Scott. Here you have two of the game's best coaches. They've both been to Super Bowls before. But just a few years ago, they were almost being talked about in the past tense. Mm-hmm. Cowher had gone through some bad seasons in Pittsburgh, and the natives were restless. Holmgren was stripped of his general manager's duties in Seattle, told to concentrate on coaching. And here they both are. There's a lesson there somewhere, I think. Scott, the Steelers have had two coaches in 37 years. That doesn't happen anymore.
Good Lord. Wall Street Journal yesterday said the Seahawks have a very cost-effective defense. Most of their players were discards. Is that something that they might regret in a title game?
No, I don't think so. The Seahawks, I think, have been the surprise for everybody. You know, the Steelers were the lowest seed in their conference entering the playoffs, which meant they had to play three games on the road against good teams just to get here. And the Seahawks, the whole NFC, the whole conference the Seahawks were in, had such a down year that it was almost like they weren't getting any respect at all. And yet, I think that they're a very good team, very strong.
I'm gonna put my neck out first. Okay,
go for it.
I believe so strongly in the Steelers. I'm gonna say they're gonna win 100-7. Actually, I'm going to guess that the bus, Jerome Bettis, their great running back, is going to run wild at home in Detroit, and they'll win 35-14.
Now, I think the Seahawks, first place, the Seahawks have been very good to me since the playoffs started, and I'm not going to desert them in their hour of need now. I'd say Seattle 21-17. Listen, Scott, we need to wrap this up. The 36 hours of pregame shows are getting ready, and Chris Berman gets angry if you're not there right from the start.
That's right. I should note, Dan Shore phoned in his prediction because he can't join us this week. He says, Scott, the city of Detroit will win.
Go for it.
Okay, Ron Rappaport, thanks very much.
Thank you.